farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Today, we wrap up our look at Kingston and St. Andrew as we continue our parish visit in our Farmer's Guidebook series. Our proverb of the day also comes up at the end of the package. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning. The Minister of Labour and Social Security invites you to the Workers' Week Symposium, Wednesday, May 21, under the theme FlexiWork for Labour Market Reform and Sustainable Development, starting at 6 p.m. at Emancipation Park, featuring presentations from ministry officials, representatives from trade unions, church and employer groups. Come out to Emancipation Park May 21 at 6 p.m. and share your views on FlexiWork arrangements. The landscape and climatic conditions in Kingston and St. Andrew allow for a variety of crops to be grown in the parish. These include traditional crops such as food, fruit, and vegetables. Coffee is also a staple crop for the parish. However, in a bid to diversify, farmers are being encouraged to plant ginger, carrots, Irish potato, and pineapple.
Pineapple is one of those crops that we plant not only for production, but it also assists in aiding soil erosion. We are presently encouraging farmers to have this as part of their barrier cropping on the hillside.
We learned that entering into pineapple production is a long-term investment, as it takes approximately 24 months to be ready for harvesting. However, with proper maintenance, farmers will benefit greatly. Coffee is a mainstay in St. Andrew, especially in the hilly areas.
Coffee, which is the dominant crop for the parish in the hilly areas, is presently on the upturn in that there is a new zest in the revitalization of that commodity.
Brad, a parish agricultural manager for Kingston and St. Andrew, Stanford Laws. We also looked at some of the potential challenges for coffee farmers and prospective farmers. The coffee berry borer is one of these challenges. The tiny beetle invades the coffee berry in its early stage. It stays there and multiplies, eventually destroying the fruit.
It damages the bean because the quality of the coffee drops because later on defects and the important ones, you know, they call it borer hole or pinhole in the coffee. It don't look good for the man who come to buy almost contain a load of coffee. When them see it, them it turn them off. And it just make you lose money.
The coffee leaf rust is another challenge for coffee farmers.
That yellow powdery substance that you see on the back of the leaf at specific time of the year. So you have the disease affecting the tree when the tree is already stressed. Because the tree have to be manufacturing food to feed the berries, and at the same time there's a threat for the leaves to fall out. The disease is basically affecting the leaves. Yeah. And if it affects the leaves, it's going to affect your production and your output from your farm.
Yeah. Training manager at the Wallingford Coffee Company, Louis Campbell. To learn more about the focus crops for Kingston and St. Andrew, the coffee berry borer or the coffee leaf rust disease, visit our website at jis.gov.jm/radio and listen to our previously produced programs. The proverb for this morning is, before good food spoil, make belly boss. Translation, before allowing good food to spoil, allow the belly to burst. This means that one should make every good use of life's opportunities. Also, never waste or discard today that which you or someone else may be able to use tomorrow. That closes the curtain on our look at Kingston and St. Andrew and our program for today. Join me again when we make a stop over in Hanover as we continue our Farmer's Guidebook series. I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.